accountability for my actions. But you know what? You live and you learn.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my learning has to be on television. It has to be televised. But...
when she
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bye Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bye Baddies, those who love us. And I am so excited because, for one, America finally has I Kissed a Girl. We were behind, but we got there.
For a long time.
For sure.
I don't know why it took so long to get on Hulu. Because the boys are on there now.
Yeah. Well. We just started getting into it. By the way, I have a guest for this episode, guys. My guest today is the very own Priya of I Kissed a Girl. Hey, I am so thrilled to have you on. But yeah, I thought it would be like a whole year out. And I was like, I don't care. I'll wait for however long. But you alerted me.
No, because guys, I was really like, when the show first came out, like this was like one of the shows that I was consistently watching, and I was like, oh my god, no way they have this opinion of me.
Look, I think our opinion changed. I re-listened to all of the episodes, and we were like really trying to figure out, because I think you and Nay's edit was so weird. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. I didn't like it personally.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of context was missing in regards to a lot of things, not just me and Nate, but to a lot of the cast as well. So,
And we're going to finally address it.
Let's address it. Let's go. I'm ready.
How long has it been since you actually finished filming the reunion, we'll say?
So this, like, it was the very beginning of October that we finished filming of 2023. So now we're coming into that. So right now we were probably like either in isolation or it was our first day. I can't quite remember. But yeah, we were in Italy for sure at this time last year. And it has been a complete whirlwind, as you know. But yeah. It's definitely exciting because I know now that season two of I Kissed a Boy is being filmed currently.
Okay.
See.
Do we know anything about I Kissed a Girl season two?
Well, I'm hoping if they're making I Kissed a Boy season two, there's gonna be an I Kissed a Girl season two.
There better be.
There better be, because I'm gonna be there watching, and you know what? I wish them all the best.
Yes. Yes. One thing that I love doing, obviously, as you probably know from the recaps, I love having actual queer POC reality stars on here to talk about it, because they can at least have the experience of, like, they were in the hot seat at one point and have that kind of grace. Mm. And I cover reality TV. Like, it's my career. I know what this is.
You did a job. You're made for it.
Yes, thanks. So, my first question is that the season started with you and Nay kissing. Yeah. It seems like you clicked, and then we had that love triangle with Demi. We thought Nay was pretty much a messy one on how she handled all of that. What are your thoughts on it, obviously? Well,
obviously, we weren't seeing what was going on amongst the girls in the material. Like, obviously, we couldn't watch anything. So when I watched the show when production had first shown it to us, I was like, what? This is what Nay was saying in, like, the tea room? I was gagged, because I thought she was just, like, into me, and she was, you know, she wasn't really that interested in them. I know they had that conversation by the pool. But I thought, you know, we're solid, da 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 da. And then, to be fair, though, I did love Demi. Like, Demi was a real one. And I feel like she did not get an opportunity to shine on the show. And I'm so mad she didn't. So, And I kind of get, like, why... Because me and Nay were a bit... We weren't really communicating much. Like, you probably didn't see it on the show. We weren't... We were always separated from each other. All the couples have kind of, like, found their dynamic. Me and Nay, we weren't like that. So Demi was like, okay, they're a little bit on the rocks. Let me see what's going on with them. And I rate her for it. You know, you got to explore everyone. That's the concept of the show. You have to explore different relationships.
For sure.
So although I saw her flirting with Nay, I was like, okay, I kind of respect it because it's only like day one or two. But I was like,
true. Well, we later on here, I think you bring up to Nay, like, there's not a lot of communication going. Yeah. And that's when we started getting confused. So what was those early days like?
So I was looking around and all these couples were really like, you know, it was like the communication was coming from both sides. And I felt like, okay, I've put my work in, but Nay's staying distant. And I don't want to be that girl who pushes too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of kept my distance and it wasn't working. So then I kind of just pulled her and I was like, what's going on? I want to work on our communication, da 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 da. And after that, it kind of got better.
Okay.
But I think that's just in Nay's like nature, just to not be completely out there, and she kind of expects like other girls to make the move on her. I think that, as she said in the show, she's kind of used to girls like coming up to her, and you know.
Yeah.
But if it's my responsibility, then screw it, I'll do it.
All right, I am so jealous because you guys had an astrology dinner.
Oh, don't even get me started about that dinner. That dinner was actually a shit show.
I mean, it was, but just the concept. I want to take that concept. I want it to be a staple of the show. I'm an astrology girly. I'm sorry. And I know you are too.
Yeah. I'm all earth, by the way. I'm literally all earth. I'm Taurus sun, Taurus moon, Virgo rising. And my Venus is in Taurus as well.
Wow.
I have so much Taurus in my chart. It's insane. I don't know if people notice that, but...
Well, Taurus is also Venetian. It's also about beauty.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're vibing.
Sometimes I can be a little bit, I'm stubborn, but I'm indecisive. Like it's a mess. It's a hot mess. But I have too much Taurus for my own liking.
So at the astrology dinner, everyone's supposed to be sitting for their sign. The big thing, though, that happens at this is that you ask a question to Leisha and Abby. What would you be? Who would you be with if it wasn't with your partner? Now, have you ever watched Couple to Thruple?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Maxie and Ash was on as guests, and if you watched it, they have a very similar situation. It felt like they brought the queers in late and then was like stirred up. So Maxie has been the person to ask the hot question at the table. Maxie also said on the recap, yeah, a producer's in her ear, but she got set up. You're supposed to be like, I can't. I'm not feeling well.
Oh my god. So I'm not the only one who had this problem. Say
yeah.
Oh
yeah. So let's talk about that.
No. Because I'm convinced. I shouldn't probably be saying this, but I'm convinced that like production had a target on my back because people have labeled me as a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Like watching it back now, I'm like, oh. Yeah, what were you doing? You clearly come across like someone who wants trouble, who wants gossip, who wants drama. But really and truly, I was just getting told, like, I have a conversation with this person about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fine. And like one time, I really, really, really got peer pressured into talking to a certain someone, Hannah. And like, I said no. I was like, no, I don't want to talk to Hannah. Like, obviously, because I had my reservations about Hannah when she first came in. And, like, that Cosmopong thing. And, like, obviously, me and Hannah, we're super close now. Like, she's an amazing woman. But at the time, I was like, yeah, I had my reservations. And they could hear it in the mic. And they were like, go talk to her. And I'm like, no, because I don't want to stir trouble. And then they kind of, like... do you want to have a conversation with Hannah the next morning? And that's when I did. And we kind of ironed out the creases then. But yeah, a lot of it is a bit like chess. You kind of, and you know, the players, and they move you where they want you to go. So
yeah, what advice would you give to other, if we do get a second season, or just in general, queer people who find themselves on a reality show? What advice would it be when you feel like you're being put in that hot spot?
I would say be emotionally ready, be strong enough to say no, because we all know that no is a complete sentence, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. But be prepared for the drama, be prepared to like handle yourself well, because sometimes I really let my emotions take over me, and like I was on D for quite a bit of it, because I had never been put in that situation before. So I came across poorly. And I was, I'm going to admit, I really was not emotionally ready to be on that show.
To be fair, I don't know if anyone's emotionally ready, because no one has, like, reality TV training. Like, that's not a school.
And, like, obviously, you forget the cameras are there. You completely forget they're there. You just think it's, like, a normal social interaction, when it's really not. But I would highly recommend those who want to go on the show, just, A, don't be defensive. Like, B, really consider other people's feelings. Don't, I don't know, don't be impulsive with your emotions. And, you know, but also be yourself. It's kind of hard to do all those four things at the same time. It's literally impossible. Like, you're, like, people are going to have opinions of you. People are either going to like you or not like you. Just, it's hard. It's really hard. And, like, I didn't realize this when coming out, that I thought I was like, okay, I think I handled myself quite well. Other people had a lot of different opinions. So I was just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, okay, there's a reason why, like, the tactics in making reality TV are there. Because, like, without you, there were a lot of, like, juicy moments we wouldn't have gotten. So it's just like, no hate to Priya. We do not, over at Black Bi Reality,
know what I'm going to do. If you want to give hate, send hate, but like, just don't do too much.
Don't send hate. Send hate. I'll say that.
Because I'm open to criticism.
Yes, feedback, which I think you took some. Like, it was so funny. Yes, you did. Because what was it? The first dumping or whatever, I think people accused you of not being sensitive. It was like Georgia and Kara, they were really mad about whoever went home. And then later on, you were talking to Hannah of like, you're being a bit too happy about the person we just lost. I don't know if it was like Fiorenza. And and I said in the recap, I was like, I think she's learning. Like, this is gross.
No one called Hannah out on the fact that she was just like blasé about the fact that, you know, Fiorenza just, like, obviously she was new. She was new, so she didn't really have any emotional connection to any of them. And I think that was just my, you know, protective side coming out of a fee. But yeah, I just, sometimes I felt like there were double standards.
Let's talk about it, because this is something I mentioned. Now, first of all, you're an icon no matter what, because you came on as the only Sikh Punjabi lesbian on that show. I was very much aware of that. And sometimes it did feel like somehow you and Nay were like versus all of these white lesbians.
Yeah.
Which sucks. It sucks really representation time. Like, or representation wise. So was race ever in your mind in the dynamic that you had?
I think it was more in my mind once the show had come out and the edit, because I kind of saw how, like, dynamically I saw how things were, like, how, you know, some people were isolated more than others, some people were more lenient on others. And even the public as well. I feel like some girls get a lot more popularity. based on their race. And even the girls on the show, the women of color on the show, didn't get their time, because I think the women of color on that show had like the biggest and brightest personalities, and I feel like they should have had more of an opportunity to shine. Like, I'm like Thea, especially her time was too. Oh, and Demi, Thea and Demi, their time was way too short. Like,
it was
such beautiful souls, and they literally bring such light into a room. Like, when you spend time with them, they're amazing. But yeah, like the reception once the show was aired, it was very telling, and I think it's mainly because of the audience as well.
Yes.
When I think about who's watching the show, I'm thinking, let's look at the demographic here. And it's not a lot of, you know, queer South Asian women watching, who, you know, it's hard, but
yeah.
You know what I've noticed? Ever since it's come out on Hulu, I feel like Americans have been
better.
They've been kinder.
Okay, good. I'm like, please say better, please.
Brits are so brutal, and my wife was saying this as well. She was like, don't worry, when it comes out in America, like, the Americans are going to be a lot nicer towards it, but Brits are horrible, because people were even commenting on my wife, and I'm like, why are they all so mean? It's crazy.
I mean, there's people who are out of pocket all over the world, but that's a little bit heartwarming to me to at least hear, because I have felt kind of alone in being a fan of this, and now I'm trying to, like, get more people to, like, and especially POC, of course, Black is, like, our main focus, but I think it's just all so, so very important, so, yeah.
Kind of hard to tap into, like, a queer South Asian community, because we're so, like, far and few between. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really want to find my people. I know I've received certain messages, like, saying, like, oh, as a queer South Asian, how do you come out to your parents? Or how do you deal with it? Mm-hmm. And how do you, like, deal with religion and all of this? And I want to be a spokesperson for that. But I also feel like, because I did, like, a crazy thing on national television, I feel like I don't have the credibility to do it. It's the syndrome.
Do it.
But if women are going to come to me, I would happily give them advice, no matter what. And I'm very proud that they have the courage to come out, especially because, like, being in a POC, like, family environment, it can be so hard, especially with parents. I remember I was so nervous to come out to my dad. I was crapping myself. Mm-hmm. I did it, and it was completely fine, and he ended up on a bloody lesbian reality TV show.
I know.
It's called Growth.
nice. No, that's really lovely. I think you should do it. I think also something that I would hope would be better for us is that as queer people, like, we're not held to, like, the heteronormative standard. Like, we're already breaking the rules being ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why punish, like, queer women and femmes for, like, still figuring it out? I was painfully aware watching the show that all of y'all were young. I called you guys as babies all the time, which we'll talk about.
I noticed. I was like, damn, am I that young?
Yes. Yes, and that's a good thing. You have so much more life to live. That's fine. But it's all true. So everyone said that night of the astrology dinner that you guys were the strongest couple, which did take us a little bit by surprise, because we're like, what's going on with Georgia and Kara?
There was so much controversy around that, and I think it's because they saw more of Kara and Georgia, like, really being intimate on screen. But when we would go for lunches, right, when we would, like, stop recording, we'd just be eating, like, me and they were very close. We would pick up on that, and, like, so it was like the behind the scenes things that the girls saw that they picked up on. And then Kara and Georgia were having, like, communication problems as well behind the scenes that weren't shown on TV. And that's where it came from.
You had the tough task of sending someone home, and you chose Abby and Leisha.
The girls were mad at me during the elimination, because when we were told, you know, we had to get rid of a couple,
mm-hmm.
me, when I feel awkward, I'm like smiling, I laugh. I'm like,
yeah.
And you got told to go over to a bench like 20 feet away from the girls. They could
That's
see
terrible.
I know, it was torture. So I'm just like looking at their like, name, what do we do? And they took it as like, this so insensitive. They're just laughing in our face. And I'm like, no, this is literally just how I deal with an awkward situation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that me and they are going to get like a little date. No, far from it.
Nah. Why? But that's like, and I don't know. I feel like younger people do get very defensive about the age thing because it already came up. But like these casting producers, they pick young people for a reason.
No, but what threw me was the fact that Georgia was 28. She was the oldest.
And she like, is.
Yeah, she's the oldest. And like when,
yeah.
when I heard her like make certain comments, I'm like, don't say what?
Like what comments?
Like, for example, you know when I had walked off after the Lisa and Abby
mm-hmm.
Elimination,
mm-hmm.
her calling me dramatic. I wasn't being dramatic. I was just removing myself from a situation that
yeah.
in which I felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was being a little bit targeted. Mm-hmm. And as well, I was like, why was I getting all the heat? Why did Nay get none of the heat?
Mm.
To this day, I'm confused about that. Maybe because I was more vocal, in my opinion. And Nay was kind of like, you know, she's laid back. She just takes the back seat and things. But I'm like, girl, come on. We did have a conversation about it, I think. And I said, you know, can you back me up a little
mm-hmm.
bit?
Yeah.
But that wasn't shown. And there was just a lot that wasn't shown that would add more context. A lot. I would love to know, like, the criteria that production looks for. In regards to these shows, I would mm-hmm. love to know what the specificity of, like, why do you want this specific person on the show? Did you pick this person specifically for that person?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you just want a certain personality
mm-hmm.
in the show? I really want to know.
Me too. Yeah. We had Amy who was talking about what her type was. She was so very clear. That type doesn't come in until like episode 7. And it's like, you want her to struggle for what? She's doing all these like things to like...
I'm femme.
Yes! Yes, and it's like, please give her a femme so we can move on.
I hope like they genuinely learn from certain mistakes as well. Just like, you know, I really want to see more diversity.
Yeah.
And I want to see a more diverse audience as well. More. Mm-hmm. Just so the girlies can get their chance. I hated coming out in my bikini because yeah. obviously you had really, you know, you had slimmer people and I'd always kind of be comparing myself to them. I'm just like, you know what? I'm a little bit more thick than them. Like I got a bit of, you know, softer features around my belly. That's fine. But mm-hmm. yeah, that was the thing I was mainly worried about the show. But then now it's the way I dealt with things, which I completely regret. I would do it so differently if I was to go back in time.
Really? What would you do differently?
Think about my words before I said them. Mm-hmm. I would, I don't know, approach things more maturely.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be as defensive as I was.
Okay, so Eva put you on the spot talking about Hannah behind her back. Mm-hmm. What is your relationship like with Eva today?
Me and Eva's relationship is great. Like we're solid. Like we don't talk to each other often, but when we do, it's like it's completely chill. I've not had any beef with her mm-hmm. since. I remember especially for I think it was the premiere. She literally came into my room and we were just talking, just chilling. And like, honestly, she's a lovely, lovely woman. Like, I think that was just, no, that's true. being messy, but
right.
other than that, it was like, yeah, we're chill. It's.
So Eva put you on the spot talking about Hannah behind her back. Mm-hmm. What is your relationship like with Eva today?
Me and Eva's relationship is great. Like we're solid. Like, we don't talk to each other often, but when we do, it's like, it's completely chill. I've not had any beef with her since. I remember, especially for, I think it was the premiere. She literally came into my room and we were just talking, just chilling. And like, honestly, she's a lovely, lovely woman. Like, I think that was just, you know, being messy, but
right.
Other than that, it was like, yeah, we're chill. It's under the rug now. So.
Were you surprised at the final kiss off? Which I feel so silly because I was so sure someone, though, there was a winner, and there was money.
There's no money involved.
I was so sure you were a strategist. You need to be on a game show, okay?
We're working for free, babes, okay? This is hard labor.
I hate it. I hate it here. On this final kiss-off, people's friends and family are coming out. They're sitting here like it's a freaking wedding.
Yeah.
People, there is no conversation of what the attire should be on this day.
Okay, to be fair, it was like the outfit attire was like, oh, it's meant to be white, right?
Yes.
You have nothing white to wear. So I was like, this is the only decent thing. Let me just throw it on. I packed last minute. I was debating on whether to go on the show. Pretend. It was a mess.
No, your final outfit was fine. I'm not even, like, thinking about that one. So you guys didn't watch each other's final kiss, did you?
We didn't. No, it depends what order you were in. So I think the first was Georgia and Cara, right?
Yeah.
And they turned around for each other.
Yeah.
So me and Nay were last, so I didn't see any of this happening. I couldn't hear anything that was happening. I was just there like, oh, yeah, everyone's happy-go-lucky. I'm just going to walk into this. Oh, you could cut the tension with a knife.
What was the most awkward, like, the two people who did not agree or did not turn around?
Well, when we went back, like, so all the, like, so you had, you know how one person from the couple would walk up first? We were separated. Like, there was one tent for one side of the couple and another tent for the other side. So all the girls, like, when we were back in our tent, Amy and Meg were like upset because their partner's been staying around for them. And I was like trying to compute what had just happened. I'd missed all of this drama and I thought it was happy days for everyone, but they're crying. And I'm like, oh crap, now we have to go celebrate the end of this holiday. But everyone forgave each other. We're like, all the girls
were
gracious and they were just very mature about everything, but
yeah,
everyone's happy. I'm sure in whatever relationships they're in, they're thriving.
Yeah. You very nervous for that final kiss moment?
Oh my god, I was absolutely crapping myself. Because when I walked up, I was shaking, like my legs were fully shaking. Bear in mind, I was in heels and I was walking through grass, through an aisle of all these strangers, including my parents. And then have to stand in front of them and Danny Minogue and have to kiss this woman. I was not great. I was not doing well.
Were you nervous because of like all the eyes on you and everything? Or were you nervous about what decision you were making?
I knew what I was going to do. I knew I was going to turn for Nay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more nervous about the fact that I had all these eyes on me.
It was,
is she going to turn around for me? Because that would be so embarrassing if she doesn't. Mm-hmm. I know that's very hypocritical of me to say now.
Everyone thinks it. That's why they're like, they up the stakes. Because it's like...
like that moment from then to now is wild.
Yeah, so after the show, you guys are together for a week, correct?
Yes, I went back. I went back with Nay for a week. I stayed with her, and stayed at her home.
What do we want to talk about? I want to make sure that I'm right because I said this over and over and over again, and I think I got it from the first time you told a story about the person you were talking to before the season. you never flew out to America to see her.
No.
Right, right.
I had met my now wife on Hinge in August of 22.
Right? Hinge is a good one. Hinge is a good app.
It's a good one. And she had put a location in London. I didn't put my location in America. I know.
Priya! Now, I know you're okay and you're married, but I'm worried for you, for younger Priya right now. Because now this sounds like entrapment. Keep going.
No, because do you know what I used to do? I used to put my location in America. So
You did.
I can't even. So she had a location in London. And so I was there. I had put my location in London because there's no one in Wales. There is no one in Wales. So yeah, we had matched and we had spoken. We'd gotten to know each other. Obviously, she's in the military and she was deployed. So she was kind of like miserable. She couldn't talk a lot. But this was before she had gotten engaged or proposed to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We were like FaceTiming and talking every single day, every single night.
Mm-hmm.
She bought a ring for me during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I had said yes. Then she got deployed. Then we kind of like, the communication was really bad. We'd split up. I gone my way, she'd gone hers. I got offered an opportunity to go on a show. I said yes, I was single, why not? And then while I was in Italy, I got back in touch with her. She reached out to me and we got talking again. And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm going on the show. This is the concept of the show. I am going to be kissing women. And I might come out of this, you know, show with a relationship on my hands. So I hope you accept that. And she's like, yeah, go do you. It's fine. We're not in a relationship. So that had happened. I thought me and they were like, you know, solid. But this was 17 days, mind. Afterwards, 17 days of knowing each other.
Nay.
Yeah. The filming uh-huh. was 17 days. And in comparison to this woman who I had known and spoke to and got to know over months. So I came out of the show and she was like, so what happened? And I was like, well, I met this woman and spent a week with her. And you know, she called me and she texted me and she's like, what is happening with us now? And I'm like, I was kind of weighing things out. And I'm like, what do? I either go with this woman who is lovely. Like, honestly, I can't fault Nay. She is such an amazing woman. I would never, ever, ever talk bad on Nay. And she deserves the entire world. But I followed my heart. I went with my now wife, and it's coming up to a year being married.
Mm-hmm.
Like afterwards, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a risk. I flew out. I didn't plan to get married when I flew out. By the way, that's what people get.
Of course, we didn't. Of course, I didn't think that, Priya. What are you talking about?
No, because I really didn't care. I was like, let me just go see this woman because like I have not seen her. All this time I've known her, I've not seen her. So let me just go see what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she still had the ring. I didn't tell my parents I got married. I did not tell them.
Priya, I'm still worried.
Why are you worried?
I'm worried because like, why wouldn't you tell your parents if you're like, you know, This is becoming real, you know? I think that's the thing, is like once something feels real, it's like, okay, I gotta start letting people know.
My parents knew I was engaged. They knew I was engaged before
before
we broke up. They knew that this was like a thing. And they were concerned, obviously, as parents are. They're like, you never met this woman and you're engaged. Like, I had told my extended family. They tried to talk me out of it. But now my parents have met my wife. She stayed over here. They love her. I've met her family. I spent Christmas and New Year's with them in America. It's all cool now, but seems really sketchy. My intentions were not malicious in no way, shape, or form. Like, so what I shouldn't have done was go back to Nays after coming back to the UK. That was my mistake, and I should have really, like, sat with my feelings and then made a decision.
Well, I do have this one question for you, because this is something I can see some people having feelings for, which, honestly, who cares? You're married no matter what. we're not undoing this marriage. We're here. But I think the one question people will have is, like, when the ex popped up and was kind of checking in on the temperature of, like, this new situation, why wasn't it a fully closed door of at least, let me figure this out with Nay, maybe give Nay the full chance before?
Well, I had given Nay the full chance, and I did, like, even my wife now, she knows that, I avoided her calls when she was trying to get in touch with me.
Okay.
I didn't want Nay to feel uncomfortable, that, you know, at the time, mm-hmm. it was one of me. Like, I wanted to handle things while not being in an environment where I couldn't pick up calls. And, like, I wanted to take myself out of the situation. So when I got back to Wales, I had really just sat with it and digested everything that's happened and outweighed, you know, the experience I'd had with Nay and my history with Kayla. Then I was like, listen, I'm just gonna follow my heart. And then I had to make that decision, and I had to tell Nay, and I called her and I told her the situation, and no one would take that well.
No.
No one would ever take that well, and I understand every feeling that she had towards that, and it's got to be completely shit. And yeah. To be fair, if I was Nay, I'd hate me too. But
do you think she hates you?
I don't think she hates me, but I think she just, like, she said in interviews that she just, you know, I'm just a colleague to her now. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. It's fine. But she's still a great person, and I would never ever just, like, say any bad
about, yeah,
like, she is genuinely so sweet. Like, when she gives you her heart, she will give it to you.
My question then is, what was it that you realized this situation with Nay is not going to work out, therefore we're pivot and, like, all right, reconnection?
I think just, although we got along really well and she was such a sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
I think I just, like, communication wise and maybe just humor wise, and yeah, that I you know when you just feel something, it's indescribable.
Chemistry. You're talking about chemistry.
You have this natural pull towards someone.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt. And, you know, my wife had told me, like, all the like, she literally poured her heart and soul out to me. And something that I did see, but hadn't seen in its full capacity before. Mm-hmm. And I just had that natural pull, and I don't have any regrets.
Yeah, you can't. You're married.
I feel like mean saying that, but I really don't have any regrets. I am so happy in my marriage, and I couldn't ask for a better wife. Genuinely, she treats me like a queen. She's so funny. She's so kind and so generous. And I hate the fact that people are grating on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take it out on me, just don't take it out on her. She has to agree with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, you got married. Oh, I really just want to talk about post-life, even though I'm, like, skipping over the reunion part. But whatever. We're good. So, for marriage. Now, I want to be very fair to you, because we had Sabaya Broderick on from Survivor.
I remember Sabaya.
Yeah, so Survivor 46.
Sabaya, if you're watching.
Look, Sabaya is as well a Virgo. Sabaya's going to say it. And Sabaya's also talking about, like, also just the experience of being in the military. I very much appreciate that perspective that she brought, because somebody is doing the whole contract marriage bit, but you can respond, Priya, on what were your thoughts about that whole conversation.
Okay, first of all, Sabaya, me and you have beef. I'm kidding, we don't have beef, but what I will say is, my wife, she's a captain in the military. She doesn't need that extra amount of money. She's got her own. She genuinely, oh my God, I might be calling out my wife here, but she wanted to explore outside of the US.
Okay.
Woman-wise, and she wasn't really finding her partner, so she put a location in London. Inevitably, she found me. And then yeah, we just ended up getting on like a house on fire. She's an Aquarius, by the way, which is so shocking. I wouldn't ever have expected as a Taurus to get along with an Aquarius, but here we are. She didn't throw a rock at me just because she wanted the benefits, okay?
She threw a rock at you because she's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian, yeah. She's a lesbian and she's ready to settle down. Those are the only two reasons. Money has nothing to do with it. She's literally just gay.
She's so gay.
She's a bigger lesbian than me, I promise you. This is U-Haul at its finest. Imagine going across the pond to find a wife. She was ready, guys.
Look, I'm not gonna hold you longer because the sun literally set on you.
I know, she's dark now outside. Mother Nature has gone to sleep.
Oh my God, but this was so fun, Priya. I would love to talk to you again in the future.
Me too.
About just reality TV in general, or just life. Like, I love what you said about wanting to give people advice, just in general. You probably have a bigger platform to me than me, but if you ever want to come on to like talk about those specific things,
I would love to. I love talking about this. I love uplifting POC women, especially queer women as well.
I almost missed it. We're supposed to talk about your favorite sapphic moment.
Oh yes, my favorite sapphic moment. Oh, I mean, I have a best in a, I mean, my favorite sapphic moment would be getting married to my wife in a courthouse.
Nice.
After being on a queer reality TV show. But I can tell you my worst sapphic moment.
Okay.
Which is not great, but it was basically my birthday, and the girl who I was seeing had taken me back to her apartment, and you know, we did the do, whatever, and then she had taken the strap that I had bought and left me on my birthday in her apartment to go fuck another girl. Yeah. I'll leave you with that.
Shame on you. Whoever that is, if you're watching this.
If you're watching this, I hate you.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, a lot of things are wrong with them. A lot of things. Followed me all the way to brunch. She followed me all the way to brunch. Like, she sat across from me. And I accidentally spilled a mimosa on her. It's fine.
That's housewives behavior, and I love it.
Honestly, my life is actually a reality TV show. Whatever you saw in I Kissed a Girl was so mild.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're this close, and again, you have not watched Love Island USA yet, but there's a quote that one of the girlies say on there, and she's like, whatever's in your head, make it worse. Like, I'm worse.
I'm gonna steal that.
Yes.
Steal it and use it and put it in my vocabulary, okay? Whatever you're thinking in your head, think worse.
For sure. Alright. Guys, if you are watching and are listening, thank you. Please support Priya on socials. Priya, where can people follow you?
People can follow me on Instagram. It's priya.hicks, H-I-X, and you can follow me on TikTok, which is Priya underscore Sohanpal, S-O-H-A-N-P-A-L.
Nice. And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I am writing for Collider and, of course, the HYC of Black Bi Reality. Please follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. Survivor's coming up, so maybe we'll do exit interviews, maybe we'll do recaps. And Love is Blind for the U.S. is coming for us all in October, so we're going to be back doing recaps of that. And I'm still doing Big Brother exit interviews. Every Monday, those come out. So stay tuned, and hopefully I get more I Kissed a Girl interviews.
I'll get in touch with the girlies.
Yes, yes. Hopefully we'll get more interviews. Stay tuned, guys. And that's all for now.
Bye. Thank you.